Investigator Mays with the Volusia County Sheriff's Office is in reference to Volusia County Case Number 119159. The approximate time is 7:25 p.m. With me is Officer Tracy Anderson with the Volusia County Correctional Facility, Captain Doppelmeyer with the Volusia County Correctional Facility, and Investigator Vega with the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. And we are out at the Volusia County Correctional Facility. Please, as I understand the events, Heidi, last name Woolley, she went to first appearances, correct? At 9:30-ish, around that time?
She was there to go out in the morning, like 7:30.
Oh, okay.
To get back around about that time. I'm not sure exactly what time they got back.
Okay. So you weren't on the in the medical when she returned from?
No, I didn't take her to medical.
Okay. Were you aware of if she had any medical issues while she was at first appearances?
Not at first appearances, but when she came back.
Okay. Do you understand what her medical issues were?
She appeared to be shaking, like she was going through some withdrawals or something to that effect.
Okay. Did she say that she was going through withdrawals?
Yes.
Okay. And that being probably, did she mention it was in reference to the cocaine withdrawals, or was she specific?
I don't know about that.
Okay. And then, let me ask you this. Then when was the first time you made contact with her?
When I switched over and went into H Block at 2 o'clock.
And what is H Block?
That's where we house mental health inmates and medical lockdowns.
Okay, and is that where Heidi was housed at the time?
Yes.
Okay, do you know what time that she was brought into the block?
Not specifically, no. It appears she was secured in there at 11 a.m.
Okay, so from the time that she had mentioned that she wasn't feeling well at first appearances, I think she went to medical. Is that where, see a doctor or see somebody? Is that right?
I believe so.
Okay. Is that how you understand it too? Did she go from first appearances to see a physician or a nurse or something?
When she came back from first appearance, she was exhibiting shakes.
Mm-hmm.
They took her down to the clinic to be seen by medical personnel at that time. At that time, she was placed on what they call a medical lockdown, which puts her into H Block and puts her on 15-minute watches for a check for every 15 minutes from that point forward.
Okay. So the list that I have of medications and so forth and the times, that was at here I have 10:50 that she was given all these medications. That would have been done, would that have been done on that medical block that I was just done, or would that have been done in the clinic?
That was done, I believe, in the clinic.
In the clinic, okay.
So,
all right.
And that was the medication, I believe, was administered by Nurse Barber.
Okay, and then who is Dr. Rodney? Something?
Prison House Services physician that would have placed the order for the medications.
Okay, can you help me out with his last name? Is it R E? Here, I'll show you what I'm looking at.
I'll get you a correct spelling. Is it not?
It's Dr. R. Something. It's Dr. Spelling here.
Yeah, I'll find out for you because I'm not real sure of his ex.
Okay, and then I have B. Whitener.
That's the nurse.
Okay, and that's Barbara. Whiten, I think, maybe? Okay. All right, so when was she actually brought up to medical then? Medical where your block is that you went to at 2 o'clock. When was she brought up there?
She would have been, secured in at 11 a.m.
All right. And then you went to that block at about 2 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. And then it's... tell me what your responsibilities are.
Every 15 minutes is to go and check up on each inmate that's housed in there.
Okay. And is that what you did?
Yes.
Okay. And can you tell me the increments starting at 2 o'clock that you observed specifically Heidi?
$14.06, $14.17, She was, looks like 1425, she was seen by the nurse. 1430. 1447. 1502. 1516. 1531. And then at 1548, the code blue was called. I would have been doing my rounds at 1545.
Okay. And when you do your rounds, what are you specifically looking for? Explain that to me.
Looking to see if the inmate's breathing, chest rising and falling.
Okay.
And I usually tap on the door to get a response out of the inmate.
Okay. Do you remember specifically what Heidi, did she speak? Did she say anything? Or did you just see her sleeping?
She appeared to be breathing. Mm-hmm. She was sleeping on the floor. The last two times I checked on her, she appeared to be, as if she was breathing. Appeared to be breathing.
Okay, so she was already on the floor?
Yes, her medical, when we put her in there, when they for the medical lockdown, they requested for her mattress to be on the floor.
Okay, so each and every time that you checked on her, she was on the floor?
Yes.
Okay. It was a little different than what I had thought at first. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so she was already on the floor with the blue...
With her mattress and her sheets and stuff.
Okay, all right. And did you speak with her at all? Did she complain of anything? Did she get something to eat? Did she have anything? Do you recall?
I didn't feed her lunch.
Okay.
But she didn't complain to anything with me.
Okay. And then when you tapped on the door, did you get a response from her?
No.
No?
I called her out her name. I didn't get a response for her. The lieutenant was walking in at the time, and I asked him to open the door for me so I can go in and check on her.
Okay, and that was at the 1545 hours?
Yes.
Okay. And then when you went in, was she lying on her back or something else?
She was on her side.
On her side. Left side, right side?
Would have been her left side.
Her left side. So I'm facing the, I'm at the door, and we're looking into the cell. You're saying that she was lying on her left side, correct?
She would have been this way, so she'd been on the left side.
Oh, this way. So towards the toilet and the other
towards
side of the bunk?
The wall, yes.
Right?
Yes.
The bunk's back here?
The bunk's back here.
Okay, and the toilet's over here?
Toilet's behind her this way.
Okay, all right. And then what did you do then?
I went in, turned the light on. I pulled the covers. Nurse kept calling her name. She didn't respond. And at that time, I called the code blue and told the lieutenant that I needed medical ASAP.
Okay. And then what happened?
By that time, the lieutenant and medical was already entering the room.
Okay.
And I stepped back.
Okay. And then what'd you observe?
Medical came in and started working on her.
By medical, you mean who?
The nurses. Barbara, Shield, and Miller.
Okay. And then, and the lieutenants there also?
Yes, he was in there too.
Who's the lieutenant?
Lieutenant Scarborough.
Okay. And then who else?
That was it.
So there's one lieutenant and three nurses?
Yes.
Okay. And then what happens? Is anybody doing CPR?
The nurses started doing CPR on her, yes.
Okay. And?
I stepped back out and exited the room because I had to do my rounds.
Oh, okay. All right. So while they're working on that, you left that?
Yes.
Okay. And then what happened next?
It was more medical staff in there. The lieutenants and stuff were still in there. And I went and started to keep my log. Captain McCullough came in and told me to keep my log.
And what does
that mean?
People
that was coming in and out of the room.
Okay. And then what?
I continued to keep my log.
And then at what point calls evac?
Lieutenant Scarborough, I believe.
Okay.
Called for evac.
All right. And your log, I'm sure, would dictate what time they got there and
yes.
And who and all that stuff. And then what happens?
People are steady coming in and out of the room. Medical's still working on her.
Okay. Do you recall if the medical had any like IV bags or any of that kind of stuff, or are they just doing?
No.
Do they have a to-go bag?
I do recall Nurse White did call for the AED, and she asked for a bag. I don't recall what the bag was because it was so much going on.
Okay. All right, and at this point, are there any other inmates walking around?
No, those inmates in there are locked down at all times.
At all times. Okay. All right. So there's no way another inmate could have gotten in there or her gotten out?
No.
Is that correct? Unless you go in there and do your medical needs? And then what happens after, so EVAC arrives, is that correct?
Yes.
And then what happens?
Fire services, I believe, arrives, and you still have people coming in and out. Nobody's in the room, but you still have medical still in there working on her. Fire services are working on her.
So you saw Volusia County Fire Department, Fire Services in there?
Yes.
Why couldn't they pronounce?
Oh, I don't know, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And then, did they arrive prior to or after or simultaneous with EVAC?
I want to say it was a few minutes. I can't predict the time, but it wasn't very long after that.
After EVAC?
After EVAC,
okay.
Yes.
All right, then. And then what happens next?
They're still working on her.
Mm-hmm.
Fire services, EVAC, and the medical department.
Okay. All in that cell?
Yes.
Okay. And then what?
They're still working on it. I'm still sitting at my desk taking my notes of people coming in and out.
Okay. And that's that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So correct me if I'm wrong. I just want to reiterate. There's no way another inmate could have gotten in there. The only other personnel that was in there was you when you found her unresponsive and she's not answering.
That is correct.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you didn't see or... let me ask you this. Did you see any signs of foul play to where she tried to harm herself or anything that was that give rise to you to say that she had harmed herself?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Do you have any?
Who notified us? Do you know?
I don't know, sir.
Because I think we got the call at 16:38 when EMAC arrived at almost 1,600 hours. That's why I'm curious who called us.
Okay. And I saw her slides in there. What she was wearing was her, of course, her outfit. No bra.
What are they in the holding cell? Like what items? Because I saw a comb. There was a black comb laying there. What other items?
They allowed their two-piece orange jumpsuit, their shower slides, to get a bedroll, soap, toothpaste, and a comb.
Mm-hmm. The soap had not been open. The toothpaste had not been open, nor the toothbrush. But you are correct. The comb was on the floor. Anything else that you think of?
No.
Captain, anything you want to clarify or anything that you think of?
I think Trace did.
Okay. Okay. The time now is approximately 20 minutes to 8. This concludes the interview.